Books on Tape presents Fidel's Last Days by Roland Marullo, read by Patrick Egan. Chapter 1. Ernesto Salvador walked alone down an ink-dark street near the northern edge of Old Havana. In the right front pocket of his jeans was a single yellow cyanide tablet, half the size of his thumbnail, and when he saw the headlights wash across the buildings in front of him and heard the bubbling sound of truck tires coming fast along the cobblestones, he found himself running his fingers along the outside of his pocket to make certain the pill was there. The truck was less than 100 meters behind him. In as casual a way as he could, he turned right down a narrow street, little more than an alley, where the darkness was almost unbroken. He looked for a doorway to duck into, a courtyard, a car bumper to hide behind, but the street was empty and the walls of the buildings offered him nothing but stone and darkness. He listened for the truck, hoping to hear it pass on. But then he saw the sweep of lights again as it made the corner, a flicker of National Police blue, and he heard the sound of the engine closing in and the horrible squeal of brakes as the vehicle skidded to a stop next to him at the curb. He reached the tips of his fingers into the pocket of his jeans and then abruptly changed his mind. He thought of his daughters, Margarita and Esther, and of his wife, waiting for him now only a few blocks away. He told himself it was possible to be questioned, even to be arrested, and still survive. The men were out of the truck before he could see the foolishness of this thought, and they came up from behind.